question. Yes, it was Sandlot Sports. They had sent supposedly, and here they just printed a lot of other shirts that people had won off, vests and jackets or polo shirts or whatever, and they put on the correct logo. But, yeah, the logo that we currently use now is the blue logo with white lettering, and it has the Upper and Lower Peninsula. When we first started and had the first shirts made 20 years ago, we had only the Lower Peninsula, and it was a white logo, and that's the one that they managed to pick. Here they printed out also at the same time several shirts correct with the blue logo and somehow found that white one. So we told them to lose it, delete that logo, because we don't use it. It's incorrect. And weather stations, the one that I have is quite old. It's an old lacrosse station. I have had it on the air for about 20 years. It is not Wi-Fi capable like the new ones, so how it actually does it is I have the weather station outside. It's a three-piece station with the different sensors, and then that feeds into a control box. It's in my family room. That's connected with a 50-foot DV9 serial cable down to my computer in the basement. And then that one has, using old software that came out of Germany, one for the comms portion of the software, and two other pieces of software to mix together that gives me the weather report information from the council. And then I have an FTP program that actually does a snapshot of the screen and uploads it every 10 minutes to my weather or to my website, so it's always like 10 minutes behind or so. But that's how I'm doing it. It's quite complicated. That the new ones now are all based in a lot of them are Wi-Fi signal from outside to inside. Plus, they connect to the internet to upload to Weather Underground or a couple other sites. So that's what I will replace it with once this one kind of dies, but I have two. There's another cheaper one that is an all-in-one unit that is at about 10 foot off the ground, and then I have my primary station, like you said, the wind meter directions up over the roof line. I have a separate temperature portion of it, humidity that's in a Stevenson screen, and then the portion for the rain and snow and that. So that's what I've got.
VHF. Timeout.